From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is again expressing concerns over China's massive island-building efforts in the South China Sea. Kerry met with China's foreign ministers on the sidelines of the 10-nation ASEAN forum on Wednesday.
The United States shares the frequently expressed desire of ASEAN members to preserve the peace and stability of the South China Sea. We want to ensure the security of critical sea lanes and fishing grounds, and we want to see that disputes in the area are managed peacefully and on the basis of international law.
China has been creating artificial islands in waters where Vietnam, Malaysia, Taiwan, and the Philippines have overlapping claims. Later Wednesday, Kerry will meet with the Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov on the sidelines of the ASEAN Forum. President Obama in a few hours will deliver a major speech in Washington calling on U.S. lawmakers to approve the international nuclear agreement reached with Iran last month to limit its nuclear program in exchange for a lifting of sanctions. Mr. Obama will urge lawmakers in the midst of a 60-day review of last month's comprehensive deal to avoid squandering a historic opportunity to cut off Iran's path to an atomic bomb. U.S. drones and aircraft have begun arriving at an airbase in southern Turkey, according to the country's foreign minister Wednesday, ahead of a launch of the planned effort to clear Islamic State militants from an area of Syria across the Turkish border. The minister said Turkey said the U.S. would soon start an extensive battle against the Islamic State group, leading to safer conditions for moderate opposition forces who are fighting the militants. VOA News. Investigators may know by the end of the week whether an airplane part that washed up on an Indian Ocean island belonged to the missing Malaysia Airlines passenger jet, according to Australian officials. French, Malaysian, and Australian officials Wednesday will begin a thorough examination into the debris that was discovered last week on a beach at France's Reunion Island near Madagascar. Officials have already confirmed that the wreckage is a flaperon from the wing of a Boeing 777. That's the same type of plane that mysteriously vanished in March 2014 on its way from Kuala Lumpur to Malaysia. London is braced today for the second shutdown of the underground within a month as trade unions stage a strike over plans to run tube trains all night on weekends. The walkout will last from 6:30 p.m. local time until Friday morning, causing disruption for millions of commuters and tourists. Overground trains and buses will run as normal. Two passenger trains have derailed during a flash flood in central India, killing at least 24 people and injuring scores more. The derailments occurred around midnight Tuesday when the trains were crossing a small bridge near the Machak River in Madhya Andhra Pradesh. This is an Indian Railway spokesman.
The approach to the culvert, the track, it caved in because of the heavy rains and because of the wet soil, soft soil, which it became. Because of the rainwater. So it led to the derailment. Six coaches of Kamayani Express got derailed. Similarly, on the other track, the Janata Express was coming and one engine and four coaches of that train also got derailed.
Authorities said more than 300 passengers had been rescued, although there were fears the death toll could rise. South Sudan's army on Wednesday dismissed as propaganda rebel claims of a food blockade aimed at starving them into submission ahead of peace talks to end the 19-month civil war. The United Nations and humanitarian agency has also said that aid is being restricted, including into areas already on the brink of famine. However, an army spokesman denied that it blockaded boats traveling on the Nile River, the main route for aid, into largely roadless northern areas, including areas under rebel control. Asian markets were mixed Wednesday as traders assessed the prospects of an early U.S. interest rate rise and China's moves to stem a recent market rout. The dollar advanced to a four-month high after the U.S. Federal Reserve official expressed support Tuesday for an interest rate rise as early as September. Tokyo put on a 0.46% or 93.70 points to close at 20,614.06. I'm Frances Alonzo in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.